How are you feeling today, Jim?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Why'd you call me in? I got a lot of work to do. I really don't have time for this.
Well, all due respect, Jim, when the FBI Human Resources Branch wants to talk to you, you make the time.
What's this about, Karen?
Jim, we've been a bit concerned about your behavior recently.
Excuse me?
You've been pulling files for a case you're not on, making unofficial contact with persons of interest.
What the hell are you talking about?
Caitlin Lay? Agent Gerard said that she'd noticed someone following her, someone with a blazer collection not unlike your own.
So what, now you're trusting the word of some college student over your own agent?
Well, this wouldn't be the first time you've breached protocol.
Well, I was just doing my job.
Your job is to work on the cases that are assigned to you, not go rogue and start poking around into sensitive, ongoing investigations.
No, my job is to find out the truth and protect the American people. And that's what I'm doing. If I see a case being mishandled, I can't just stand by.
The Flight 702 case is not being mishandled. You should have more faith in your colleagues.
It's not my colleagues I'm worried about. You know as well as I do that this case is being obstructed at every turn.
Jim, we think it might be a good idea for you to take some time off.
What?
Take a few weeks. Rest. Relax. Then we'll reevaluate.
Are you firing me?
You're being given a vacation.
No, you mean I'm being suspended. I'm being punished for being the only good agent on this case.
You're not on this case. That's the point.
And why is that exactly? Because I might actually figure out what's really going on?
You know why.
Karen, you can't silence me. And you can't suspend me because of what I know.
And what do you know? Jim, I need you to turn in your badge and key card.
This is bullshit. I've worked for the Bureau for 20 years!
Okay. We can revisit your position here in a month or so. In the meantime, you need to get some rest. Spend time with your family. Take the time to grieve, Jim.
I do not need to grieve, Karen. I'm fine.
Okay, well, an FBI psychologist will determine that in 6 weeks.
I'll talk.
I'm sure I don't need to remind you of the confidentiality that you are legally held to, regardless of whether you are currently employed by the FBI.
The public deserves to know the truth.
The public does know the truth. Flight 702 crashed in the Atlantic due to a bird strike. It's the only truth there is.
Breaking news tonight.
A plane has crashed.
Atlantic Flight 702 from London Heathrow was expected in New York at
Flight 702.
There is a syndrome. It's a well-known occurrence where they simply refuse to believe what all the facts are pointing to.
These people have been lied to.
Excuse me.
They have been deceived.
No, excuse me.
Guys,
you are giving these people false hope.
One at a time. More specifically, there is some evidence about a disease being on board.
That is a conspiracy theory.
There was an airline, I won't mention the name, that had to make an emergency landing because everyone got sick. I think it was, food poisoning.
One person spreads to four, four spreads to 16, 16, get this, 256.
Well, that's the exact number of passengers aboard 702.
Exactly.
If you need a book hangover cure and some laughs, Fantasy Fangirls podcast is just for you. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Nicole. And we're two sisters who dive deep into your favorite fantasy books one series at a time, talking about lore, characters, insights, and oh, so many theories of stories like A Court of Thorns and Roses and Fourth Wing.
Fantasy Fangirls is like your personal book club where we analyze and gush over these book series. Join over 100,000 in the community by searching Fantasy Fangirls wherever you get your podcasts or check us out on YouTube.
Agent Dennison?
Caitlin. Hello. Thank you for meeting with me.
You. So you are FBI. I knew it.
Yeah.
You made me look like I was delusional, thinking that I was being followed.
My apologies. I was working undercover, you know, so it was necessary to
be an ass? So what are you doing here. I mean, I can't imagine the FBI approves of conducting interviews in bars.
Yeah, I'm not here in any official capacity. Like I said on the phone, my employer isn't exactly happy with me. But you're right, we can't stay here. It's too public.
Yeah. No offense, but I am not going with you anywhere. I don't care that you're FBI.
I'm not. Not really. Not anymore.
What now?
I was fired. Well, put on suspension, which is the Bureau's way of trying to get rid of me and keep me quiet at the same time.
Why would they want to keep you quiet?
Because I know too much. Listen, you're smart to be distrustful, but we can't talk about this here. I've been working out of a storage unit, cash only, so the Bureau can't track my cards.
No way. I'm not going.
Please, Caitlin, I know you've been working on your own investigation, and we might each have a missing piece that the other one needs.
Look, I'm not going to help you carry out whatever revenge you want to get on your former employer.
No, that's No. That's not what this is about. I was suspended because I was investigating. They didn't want me to keep digging.
Why? Isn't the whole point of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to, you know, investigate?
Yeah, I wasn't actually officially on the 702 case.
Oh, I thought
my daughter was on that flight. That's why it was a conflict of interest.
Oh. I'm sorry.
She's about your age, actually. Her 22nd birthday was 7 weeks ago.
Emily. That was her name, right?
Yes. How did you know?
I should have put it together before. Emily Dennison. I've read over the passenger list like thousands of times. She was one of those people that I didn't think she was worth digging into. She was just a student.
Yeah. Art history. She was studying abroad. Rome. She had such a great time. She couldn't wait to show her mom and me all her photos. She liked shooting on film.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, listen, I don't buy the bird excuse either. I think there's something much bigger at play here. But both of us are already being watched closely by the Bureau and who knows who else, so we can't talk about this here.
Okay.
Okay, well, here we are.
Wow. I love what you've done to the place.
I know, it looks a little bit,
Yeah.
There's a reason TV uses the whole
murder board thing?
Sure, yeah. I mean, whatever you want to call it. It's a helpful way to organize your thoughts.
I will take your word for it.
Well, you must be compiling all your research in some way?
Yeah. A computer. That's the, millennial way, I guess.
Okay, so let me just kind of catch you up on where I am. Okay, here is a report from the National Transportation Safety Board from 3 weeks after the crash.
I don't see anything about 702 in here.
I know. I think that's why it's been overlooked. But it does mention a civil aviation accident team that was sent out to Kuala Lumpur on May 4th. But there was no crashes in Malaysia that year. So why were they there? And then this, one of the investigators on the Kuala Lumpur team attended a private lecture on, get this, viral attacks on aircrafts. And the Kuala Lumpur team came through Heathrow, which is interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, like what exactly is your theory?
I don't think the plane crashed. I think it was diverted. I think this is all a massive government cover-up.
A cover-up of what?
If we can find out where the plane is, then we can expose it all.
Expose what?
There was a doctor on the plane from the University of Damascus, Dr. Muhammad Aziz.
The one studying immunology?
I think he brought a virus on board.
What?
biological warfare is a serious national security concern.
Well, yeah, I looked into that, but there wasn't any concrete evidence, and then but your colleague got in my way before I could find anything more.
Who? Agent Girard? No, she's just spouting the company line. She's not dedicated to finding out the truth.
Like you are.
Exactly. They're just... the FBI, they're a part of this. And they want to keep me quiet. But they won't. They don't know about this storage unit yet. But it's all here. The answers are all here. I just need to find them.
Listen,
look at this. This formula was in one of Dr. Aziz's research papers. It's all theoretical, supposedly. A worst-case scenario hypothesis.
I'm sorry, Agent Dennison, but I really need to get out of
but
here.
But what if there actually is a disease that's capable of 7H100C95F?
What did you say?
7H100C95F. It's a formula. It's how scientists describe the spread of disease.
What do you mean?
Okay, right. So, take Ebola. For instance, one of the deadliest viruses in our world today. That is a spread formula of 74D100C56F.
Meaning
what? A person infected with Ebola would lead to 100 more cases in 74 days. Out of those 100 cases, 56 will be fatal.
Okay, so then 7H100C95F is...
Right, 7 hours, 100 cases, and 95 deaths from each infected person. Can you imagine how fast a disease like that would spread in a city like New York?
And you think that this disease could be real?
I think Dr. Aziz was developing it in Iran, and I think he was bringing it here.
But why? Why would he want to do that?
Plenty of reasons. Maybe he'd been radicalized. Maybe he needed a facility to study it in. Maybe he just wanted to sell it to the highest bidder. The why doesn't matter. I think the government knew what was happening, and so they diverted the plane. There's a shadow. Right. So there's a shadow in a satellite photo over Iceland. It doesn't look like much, but I think it's proof the plane landed there.
A shadow?
Yeah, see, it's slight, but irregular. There are no clouds there, no structures. What else could it be?
Okay, but then that
Why would the government keep it there? Why? It's another thing. I think the pilot tried to call out. Why else would her phone suddenly turn on? She was going to call out, tell the world what was happening on her plane, and so the co-pilot had to kill her and take over the plane. You need to go to Atlanta.
What?
There's a medical conference there. Some of Dr. Aziz's colleagues are attending. I can't go. The FBI is watching me too closely, but you need to talk to them. Find out more about Dr. Aziz's research.
I can't just go to Atlanta.
Why not? Are you telling me you haven't followed up leads with less than that? Listen, one of the scientists that Dr. Aziz worked with, Professor Marshall, he and Dr. Aziz met when they worked on a study together at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The work they did together was classified, but it was included in the Bureau's file on Dr. Aziz.
What kind of study was it?
That wasn't in the file. Not even the FBI knew. Go to Atlanta and ask Dr. Marshall about what the CDC was paying him to do. Hell, if you can, go to the CDC itself. See what you can find out.
Why would they tell me anything?
You're a smart girl, Caitlin. You've gotten this far. I have no doubt that you'll come up with something. And don't you want to know what happened? Don't you want to know if something this deadly exists? Do I know you?
No, I'm sorry. My name's Caitlin Lay. I just have a minute to talk to you.
Okay, are you attending the conference? Is there some sort of Junior's program I don't know about.
I actually want to talk about Dr. Aziz.
I see. Why?
I'm studying biology at Georgia Tech, and I was really interested in Dr. Aziz's work. I'm so sorry to hear that he was on Flight 702.
Yes. It's a huge loss. He was an excellent scientist.
Do you know why he was coming to America?
Yes, in fact, I do, for a conference, one that I was chairing.
What sort of conference?
Immunology. He was to be a keynote speaker, but, well, he didn't make it.
Do you happen to know what his speech was going to be about?
Well, as you know, he was an expert on human resistance to biological attacks. His experiences in Damascus, well, he was very motivated. Seeing all the suffering from those chemical attacks, he feared that there was plenty more coming, something worse.
What do you mean?
Chemical attacks are hard to escape, but you typically know they're happening, and they're not always deadly. It's not the same for biological attacks. Muhammad's fear about biological weapons was that by the time we noticed a population suffering, it would be too late to reverse. He wanted to get ahead of it. He's always been a bit doomsday about things. And looking at the situation in Syria, well, who was to say he was wrong? The problem is, if you look at a chemical attack, you know how it's going to work. You know how long it will be effective, what the range is, the likely casualties, and so forth. With biological strains, it's a whole different story. You don't know how things are going to work, how the virus may spread and mutate. Viruses are very strange things, neither quite living or exactly dead. They need to invade living organisms to replicate. You simply can't control them once they're released, at least not with any certainty. This was Dr. Aziz's main area of expertise.
And was this the area that you and Dr. Aziz collaborated on?
Yes, well, we never really collaborated, but our interests often overlapped.
How so?
Well, Muhammad was very dedicated to public health, clearly. And I'm a microbiologist. Even without weaponized viruses, one of the greatest threats to public health is bacteria and how well a country's infrastructure is equipped to handle that bacteria.
Okay, so you and Dr. Aziz would...
Muhammad would cover the human side and I would cover the micro side. I'd look at a specific bacteria or virus, what it was capable of, and Muhammad would focus on how the human immune system would respond.
And weren't you involved with the grant that he received?
What grant?
The CDC. The two of you did a study at the CDC, right?
How do you know about that? That study never went public.
Why is that?
That was years ago. I can't imagine it'd be relevant to anything you're studying in school.
Why was the study unsuccessful?
Just because something was successful doesn't mean it stays current.
So it did work, whatever you two were doing.
Professor Marshall, you've got a few questions.
Fine, thank you. I think this conversation is over.
Wait, was Dr. Aziz developing biological weapons?
Excuse me?
Was?
Oh, no, I heard you. That's not an accusation you can just throw around, especially not here.
Please, Professor Marshall, this is important.
Muhammad was studying the effect of different viruses and bacteria on the human immune system. He was not weaponizing science. He would never do that.
Do you know that? For sure?
What are you implying?
I mean, we think... We know who someone is, but that isn't always. People have secrets.
Yes, I believe they do. What secrets are you keeping?
The moment I mentioned the CDC, he went from a professor geeking out to sketchy scientists protecting state secrets.
And he specifically said that Dr. Aziz was working on biological weapons, not chemical ones?
Right. Could that have brought the plane down? I mean, if he'd had some sort of virus or nerve agent on board?
Well, certainly. I mean, if he'd found a way to get the agent into the air recirculation system, disable the filters, could have incapacitated everyone in minutes. But I don't think the plane was brought down.
Why not?
The shadow, Caitlin. That plane is safe and sound somewhere. If Dr. Aziz had found a virus that was truly 7H100C and 95F and was planning on releasing it or selling it, that's plenty of reason to ground a plane.
Who do you think he would have been selling it to?
Anyone. The bioweapon black market is massive and global. He may have been smuggling something from Russia or his own lab. I imagine there'd probably be a buyer for it back home, but maybe he got a better offer here. So you're going to the CDC tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, I told them I was a journalist. They were so happy to hear that someone wanted to report on public health in this news cycle that they just agreed to meet with me.
All right, then. You should get some sleep. Call me after the meeting tomorrow with what you find out.
Will do.
Good night.
Hello?
Caitlin, where are you?
Thomas, I thought you weren't supposed to call.
Are you near a TV?
Yeah, I'm at a hotel in Atlanta.
Turn on the news.
Right now, we've been just been told missing Atlantic flight 702 wreckage has been found. It's not a complete plane, but we think we can positively ID this flight 702.
What?
You don't think this is real, do you?
Caitlin. It's over.
Wait. It can't be.
Kate, why are you in Atlanta?
I'm... Agent Dennison asked me to run down a lead. The codes figured out what it was.
Caitlin.
It's not a code. It's a formula. For the spread of disease, I think one of the passengers,
Caitlin,
Dr. Aziz...
They found the wreckage. You know what that means.
No. I know we don't actually know for sure. It could be anything.
Caitlin, Connor's not coming back. He's gone.
But what if it's not real?
Caitlin.
They've been lying to us this whole time. Okay, why should this be any different? And if I stop now, then maybe
Caitlin.
We'll never... Oh.
Please. Just go home. Go see your parents. I know we weren't able to bury him before, but maybe now...
Thomas, just
you think
stop.
I want to accept
stop.
This anymore?
Caitlin? Is that you?
Yeah?
Yeah, come on in. Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Hey, Agent Dennison. How are you?
What did you find out at the CDC?
I didn't go.
What? Why not? Caitlin, this is a vital... Is something wrong?
Haven't you seen the news?
What do you mean? Oh, the wreckage?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's nothing. It's fake, obviously.
What do you mean?
Look, why now? After all this time? They've been sweeping the ocean for months and they only just now come across something? I mean, seriously? They're trying to throw me off the scent. I mean, I can't believe you fell for it. That's good.
Agent Dennison, I don't...
They know I'm getting close to finding out where they are.
Where who are?
My daughter. Your brother. The passengers, they're all... Still alive. They put this record story out there to distract me.
I don't think that's...
You can't believe everything you hear in the news, Caitlin. Not these days. Not with all the misinformation out there.
I know that.
No, there's just a few more details that I need to... Okay, for example, I think there was a passenger traveling with a fake passport. The Bureau had been cagey about it, so it might have just been a smokescreen.
You mean Dimo Dragov? Yeah, I already looked into him. He was a Bulgarian crime boss.
No, I'm not talking about him. It was a woman. Laura something. She seemed to... She definitely did something about her.
Agent Dennison.
She seemed really...
Agent
fishy.
Dennison. Jim! I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your daughter.
No. Don't give up on this, Caitlin. okay? Don't let them get to you.
No one's getting to me. I don't want to believe it any more than you do.
No. My daughter's still alive.
Jim, this is...
And she's being held in a top-secret facility along with your brother and the other 256 passengers of Flight 702. And I'm going to find her. Okay? I'm going to find her.
Okay, Jim.
Episode 7 of Passenger List, Inoperative Operative, featuring Kelly Marie Tran, Colin Morgan, and Rob Benedict, was written by Lauren Shippen, with editing, sound design, and music by me, Mark Henry Phillips. Passenger List is executive produced and directed by Lauren Shippen and John Scott Dryden, and is a project of Radiotopia from PRX. For more details, including a full cast list, visit passengerpod.org.
Radiotopia.